author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 26th day of May, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, in case you have not been aware, but today is Memorial Day 2014, the day we remember our veterans who served, especially those who gave their lives in service to their country, most of which was unnecessary. The last time this country military defended itself in a war where we needed to be defended was War of 1812, 202 years ago. Every war since then was an unnecessary war that we had no business being involved with. Let's kind of summarize these wars real quick. The Civil War, first of all, was not a civil war. A civil war takes place within the borders of one country. That is not what happened. When one country invades another sovereign country, that is not a civil war. The United States of America and the Confederate States of America were two sovereign nations with defined borders, constitutions, elected legislatures and presidents, flags, currency, diplomatic corps, and so forth. The war that began in 1860 was a war of one nation invading another, pure and simple. No need for that. Spanish-American War Well, Taddy Hearst's grandpa, William Randolph Hearst, owned a whole bunch of newspapers, and he took quite a lot of pride in being personally responsible, in his opinion, for starting the Spanish-American War. The battleship Maine was resting peacefully in Havana Harbor off the coast of Cuba when it blew up. At the time, William Randolph Hearst ran headlines all across the nation about Spanish saboteurs blowing up the battleship Maine, and shortly after that, when we were at war with Spain. As it turned out, it was not until many decades later we found out the battleship Maine blew itself up. The boiler exploded. There was no Cuban commando or Spanish commando blowing up the battleship Maine. World War I? Well, a European war, we had no business being involved in. What more needs to be said? There was no vital American-U.S. interest at stake there. The German embassy was running newspaper ads advising people do not book passage on the liner, the Lusitania. It will be carrying weapons of war and will be a legitimate target to be destroyed. Americans booked passage on it anyway. It was traveling across the North Atlantic in convoy. As it was approaching Ireland, it dropped back from the convoy, was torpedoed and sank, and of course, several hundred American lives were lost. Shortly after that, we were in World War I. World War II is now becoming quite common knowledge, although no World War II veteran or anybody who was alive as an adult at that time wants to hear it. Quite common knowledge that President Theodore Roosevelt was notified considerably in advance of the attack on Pearl Harbor, the date and the time. That's becoming quite well known. It was not a sneak attack. It was not a surprise attack, at least not to the President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Another war which we had no vital interest in, and in fact we were on, if we had to pick, well, there was no good side to pick. One side had the Third Reich and the Japanese Imperial Army. The other side had the true monster of the world, Joe Stalin. We picked his side to be on. You can't grow up in this country or in the Northern Hemisphere and not hear about how horrendous Adolf Hitler was. And granted, he did some horrible things, and the Third Reich did, on one hand. On the other, if you measure how horrible a person is, how evil they are, if you go by body count, Joe Stalin had Adolf Hitler beaten by a very large factor, about 3-1. Our ally in World War II, Joe Stalin, who murdered at least 20 million people. At least. Korea was closest thing to an honest war because we had treaty obligations to defend Korea if it was attacked, and of course it was attacked by North Korea and later on Red China. Douglas MacArthur asked for permission to use the atomic bomb to stop the Chinese hordes. President Truman's advisor on such matters has said, no, Mr. President, the Red Chinese have the bomb also. If we use it, they will use it. As it turned out, that advisor was a communist agent. It wasn't found out until after his death and his personal papers were gone through. Untold numbers of lives could have been saved had Douglas MacArthur used the atomic bomb or several atomic bombs to stop the Chinese hordes. We may have gone ahead and finished off Red China and let Chiang Kai-shek take over China. That would have been a good thing. My war, Vietnam, well, Robert McNamara, Secretary of Defense at that point in time in the early to mid-60s, it finally admitted in his biography, his autobiography, that the legal basis that allowed Americans military to engage in offensive operations in Vietnam was, which was based on the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and that gave rise to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. Robert McNamara, Secretary of Defense, finally admitted in his book that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. There's 55,000 names on a black granite wall in Washington, D.C. There'll be tens of thousands of motorcyclists there this weekend, by the way, Operation Rolling Thunder, trying to keep the POW issue alive. 55,000 names on a black granite wall in Washington, D.C., all because of something that never happened, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which never happened, which gave rise to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, which gave the legal authority for President Lyndon Johnson to engage in offensive military operations in the Republic of Vietnam. We've got two more wars to talk about. We've got calls stacked up here. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jared Mort. It's Monday, the 26th of May. My new advertiser, Cover 6 Gear, is folks that manufacture the highest quality holsters, handmade one at a time by Amish craftsmen. I really, really like my Cover 6 Gear holsters. I've done some testing here around the ranch, and they've passed my testing, and it's been pretty rigorous. Carrying my 1911, my daily carry piece is a 1911 in my holster. I wear, for doing this kind of work, I carry it in the small of my back where it's kind of out of the way when I'm using the chainsaw or jumping off and on the tractor, maybe climbing a radio tower, whatever it might be, moving rock and dirt. It's comfortable and it's secure, and the materials are of the highest quality, so they will last for decades. That's important. When you spend your good hard-earned cash on a piece of equipment, you want something that's going to last a long time. And that's where Cover6 Gear holsters come in. You need to check them out at Cover6Gear.com. There's a link to my website, TheLibertyMan.com. It's not a toll-free number, but it's the order line is 913-938-6266. Of course, today being a holiday, I wouldn't call. I'd wait till tomorrow. 913-938-6266. I neglected to give the prepper tip of the day, and here it is. This has to do with fuel storage. You want to keep your fuel, we're talking gasoline and diesel fuel here, kerosene possibly, in a cool, dark place where it will be away from humidity and heat and exposure to sunlight. There's two products I really like and I've used for a number of years with great success to help preserve these fuels. The one for gasoline is PRIG as in Gulf, and the one for diesel is PRID as in Delta for diesel. That's Papa Romeo India Gulf for gasoline, Papa Romeo India Delta for diesel. We've had fuel, gasoline, and diesel fuel stored here at the ranch for 14 years. That is still very usable. Even in a chainsaw, if you got bad fuel, it'll pop up as not working in a chainsaw before it will anything else, because the chainsaw needs a slightly higher octane. So there's your prepper tip of the day. Let's summarize these last two wars, and before we move on to our calls, you've probably seen, I know I have, the video clip of President George Bush II in a tuxedo in a speech, in a formal wear speech, making fun of the Iraq war. Where are those weapons of mass destruction? We'll find them. Where are those? And I'm paraphrasing here. Tens of thousands of our young men and women dying in that useless war. If you read the House, the Congressional Joint Resolution authorizing President Bush to use force, you'll see about 18 or 20 whereases, but it's real clear to any intelligent reader that the House Joint Resolution was focused mainly on one thing, that was nuclear weapons, the nuclear weapons program of Saddam Hussein, which did not exist. Which did not exist. You'll hear apologists say, oh, he moved him. You don't pick up and move a nuclear weapons program. I'm sorry, but you just don't do that. It's too big, too expensive, too complex. It can't be done. In fact, we had a former Marine Corps major, who was given carte blanche to go anywhere in Iraq looking for new weapons of mass destruction. He never did find any before the war started. Last but not least, this ongoing war in Afghanistan. We all remember, 2011, 2001, 13 years ago, looking for bin Laden in caves in Afghanistan, making fun of the caves, of this guy hiding in the caves, of Afghanistan. It turns out the war we were fighting and still are fighting in Afghanistan all these years against the Taliban, because they allegedly gave safe haven to bin Laden. Well, where was bin Laden killed? He was killed in a compound in Pakistan. Not in some remote mountain village of Pakistan. No, hardly. The compound where bin Laden was found and shot to death was about 3 football fields away from the main gate of the Pakistani equivalent to West Point. Hardly a remote mountain village. If you believe for a moment that the Pakistani Intelligence Service, the ISI, did not know that Osama bin Laden was 3 football fields away from the main gate of their equivalent to West Point, you're dreaming. Of course they knew. Our ally, Pakistan. Well, that's a summary of these wars. We've got some callers on hold here. First, a gentleman we haven't heard from in a while who's been a regular caller in the past, Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, good morning, John. How are you doing?
Real good.
John, a question, because you're talking about wars. Now, I have a World War III question for you. When World War III is fought on the streets of America, because I believe that's when the next battlefield will happen, what will be the psychological conditioning of Americans when nukes are set off in cities by the Russians, the Chinese, and the Muslims, and when you see a whole horde of invaders invade our country, and will we win this war? And I'll hear your answer, off here. Thanks a lot, John.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Well, there are some analysts who believe we're already fighting the Third World War, and haven't necessarily made up my own mind. I'm not completely sure that nuclear weapons would be set off on the ground. I am absolutely convinced that setting them off at high altitude is more than a remote possibility, which would result in no nuclear radiation on the ground, or blast effect, or even noise, because there's no air. When there's no air, there's no sound. There would, however, be a EMP pulse generated from that event. Regardless, and getting back to your question, if war was to happen in the continental United States, it would be horrendous. Many people would be paralyzed with fear, not knowing what to do, waiting for somebody to tell them what to do. Others, especially the veterans, would take action, either to protect family, friends and family, or to combat whatever enemy they could find to combat. It would be a mixed bag. It would be horrendous. In the outlying areas, the communities would come together to protect themselves. I live in an outlying area, and I'm part of the community, and the community would do what it took to protect itself from whatever was going on. So it would be a mixed bag. I would not want to be anywhere near a large population center when this went down. I certainly would not. Next, we go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. I just wanted to commend you on your stance and your synopsis. That's you make some really good points. We both, as you often want to say, we know that truth is the first casualty of war, and the history is written by the victors. A couple, lamentable things about the situation of Americans today. View Memorial Day as the cultural beginning of the summer, and Labor Day as the cultural ending of summer, and they celebrate those holidays with, make them about hot dogs, hamburgers, and steaks on the grill, and the beginning and end of summer, rather. And Memorial Day, they spend precious little time thinking about troops. For the most part, they're small percentage do. And on Labor Day, they spend little time thinking about the workforce or equitable compensation for workers. So it's we are culturally distracted from these realities.
By design.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it. We got a break. We got another caller on hold. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 26th of May. Well, we got June coming up in about a week. A lot of young couples getting married. What better thing to get for a young couple as opposed to another toaster? a gift card from Freeze Dry Guy. Or maybe a couple of bug out bags or a bug out bag and a first aid kit from Freeze Dry Guy for the young couple getting married. A lot of young people graduating from high school and college, first aid kit or bug out bag. For one of them, maybe going off to college, would be a great gift. So you need to check out the details at freezedryguy.com. Don't forget, long-range patrol rations. Freeze Dry Guy bought the entire manufacturer's overrun of long-range patrol rations. Tasty, nutritious, they'll keep for decades. It's the real deal. That's what us guys in Special Forces always want to take with us into the bush. Going out in operation with a training operation. Are a real-world mission, long-range patrol rations. You can get all the nutritional details, the price per case delivered to your door, lower 48, at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, and that won't be today. They're closed. It's a national holiday. So call tomorrow, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Even though every war we've fought the last 202 years since the War of 1812 has been unnecessary, uncalled for, that does not negate the fact, and it is a fact, that almost all of our men and women served with honor and distinction and valor and courage, doing what they thought was the right thing for the right reasons at the right time. It doesn't change that at all. Not one little bit. And the American fighting men and the women who have served in our military have certainly been honored and respected worldwide for their courage and valor, wherever they have served. That's always been the case, and will continue to be the case. So it's a mixed bag, isn't it? On one hand, we have bankers and politicians taking advantage of our young people, putting them in harm's way for no good reason. On the other, we have the honor and the valor and courage of these same young people being put in harm's way and doing what they can do to keep alive and keep their buddies alive. We have another caller on hold here. We have David in Idaho. Good morning, David.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody in the peace movement. That amazing woman, Megan Rice, 84 years old Catholic worker who walked 3 miles through three fences right into Oak Ridge to see that we were hemorrhaging fissionable materials right out the door, probably to Muslim terrorists, right? And these people were effective. You know, people in the old days like Abby Hoffman, who they say died with a plastic bag over his head, but I think he was probably whacked, you know, or people like Hunter Thompson, who said, you know, he was a suicide too, but he was probably whacked because, you know, really close by, a biological scientist named Wiley, you know, died with his entire family in the same week. So it's a terrible thing to say, but, you know, we're spending the same proportion of our federal disposable income. We all pay taxes, right? We're spending the same amount of money as we did at the height of World War II. The mind control is so thick, you can't say a soldier is a murderer and a prostitute, but that's the truth. You know, that's the awful truth. We're turning young women today are joining the army to have babies because young men can't support them. There's just nothing out there. The minimum wage, maybe in Sweden, is $24 an hour, but not in the USA.
You know, David, when I have a conversation with a young woman under 40, especially a woman under age 30, they say, John, I can't find any real men to date. They're all boys. That's a comment that I hear frequently from young women, especially women under age 30. I can't find any real men to date. They're all boys.
And our education.
You're fading in and out here, David. Okay. David, thank you for your call. We got some technical difficulties hearing you there. Call number is 800-313-9443. Well, personally, today I'll be going to a gathering of some friends that celebrate. They have two celebrations. Every Memorial Day, they celebrate Memorial Day. They also celebrate the death of their young adult daughter and remember her with food and songs and stories about her young life before it was taken away at a far too early age. I'll be working on my powerhouse, getting my emergency backup power supply squared away. Right now I'm in the process of insulating the powerhouse with these winters. I'm pretty convinced that this winter of 2013-14 is a preview of coming attractions, unfortunately. So I'm working on insulating the powerhouse so that everything will be secure in there before I start filling up my ZapWorks batteries, my nickel iron alkaline batteries with the alkaline solution. Hopefully ZapWorks will be back in the business of manufacturing and selling batteries soon. I haven't talked to those guys in a couple of months, but I believe they're getting close. And when they do, we'll be promoting the nickel iron alkaline batteries, ZapWorks batteries, once again, so people can get their access to those. I hope that you all are going to be spending some time today remembering the sacrifice made by our men and women these decades past and currently, the sacrifices they've made to serve in the U.S. military. It is a dangerous world, and we do need a military. Don't get me wrong. We do truly have enemies in this world. The Russian bear is sharpening its claws. And the communist Chinese, they're firmly convinced that this century is their century. And the way things are going, they may be right. Iran, well, what can Iran do? I'm not sure. They may be given credit for things they can't do. If there was an EMP attack, they might be the ones blamed on for it. I don't know. North Korea, about the same deal. Whacked out leader up there. The family business is running the whacked out country by the whacked out family leadership. Got the grandson running it now. Yes, it is truly a dangerous world, and we do really need a strong military to defend our country, should it ever be attacked. We hear a lot in Patriot Radio and alternative media about false flag events. Well, chances are, if there's an EMP attack, we'll never know the true source. We may not. Does it really matter? Not really. You're sitting there in the dark with no water, no lights, no refrigeration. Does it matter who turned out the lights? Not really. I talk about preparedness a lot for very good reason. I understand the consequences of not being prepared firsthand. It's no philosophical exercise for me to know what happens when you don't have enough water or enough food or enough ammunition. I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. It was called the Tet Offensive, 1968. While on one hand, we did eventually soundly, absolutely defeat the aggressors during the Tet Offensive of 1968. That first 72 hours, we weren't really sure what the outcome was going to be. The North Vietnamese Army and the Viet Cong hit us with everything they had. They'd been building up, getting ready for months. Better part of a year, getting trained up, getting in supplies of weapons and explosives and ammunition. The coffin builders in the villages were building stacks and stacks of coffins because these young Buddhist Viet Cong did not want to go into battle unless they knew there was a coffin waiting for them. That was part of their belief system. It was also one of the ways we determined that these guys were really serious, getting these stacks of coffins built in these outlying areas of the Mekong Delta where I was, and of course all over the country. We have a break. We have time for a couple more calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order
and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 26th of May, Memorial Day, 2014, the first weekend of summer. Old swimming pools in my neighborhood opened up in most of the Midwest and north of me. Swimming pools opening up, ready for business. I got an order for an energy cleaner from a very nice lady in Australia yesterday. She wants me to ship it to her in the United Arab Emirates, where she'll be going to shortly. My first energy cleaner to be shipped to the United Arab Emirates, one of the principalities on the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. I ship these all over the planet. I've not yet shipped one to the Antarctic. I've always wondered why there's 5,000 people down at McMurdo Bay down there. Doing research. I mean, how many people does it take to drill ice cores and count penguins? 5,000 people, that's the answer. Anyway, the energy cleaners for sale at my website, thelibertyman.com. I don't know what's coming in the future. I do know I would not want to face what's coming without my energy cleaner. Those hard times coming at us, even the normal times. If you're an active person, out doing stuff, you're probably going to pick up some aches and pains along the way. That's just part of it. If you're really active, whether it's in athletics or working out or doing manual labor, low back pain is almost ubiquitous among American adults. I go to bed, wake up pain-free after a really rock-solid sleep. with more physical energy, more mental energy, using my energy cleaner. And you can also, if you get one, at thelibertyman.com, toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543, the energy cleaner. These national holidays, we have Memorial Day, the 4th of July, Labor Day, Veterans Days. You'll see a lot of American flags flying. In my neighborhood, it's a mixed bag of American flags and Confederate States of America. And they're not flown for decoration, I assure people. You see an American flag flying, the stars and bars flying, it's there for a reason, not for our decoration. Got some callers here. First we go to Phil in Texas. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, John. I don't call in often, but I'm an avid listener. A couple of questions. One, have you ever heard of John Casey, the author of Cold Sun?
Tom Casey?
No, John. John Casey.
John Casey. And what's his book?
Cold Sun. He'd make a great guest. And back, he used to be a NASA scientist, a rocket scientist, and he started doing some research. And then finally, in 01, he really started looking into how the sun is acting. And then 2007, everything came together, figured it all out. And then when he predicted that our winter are going to be progressively colder, and that we are possibly heading back towards mini ice ages, we're in that time frame.
Right.
2013-2014 was the beginning of it. He'd make a great guess.
Well, and, I'll check it out. I'll look at his
John
book.
John Casey, you can catch him on YouTube. And a couple of quick preparedness questions. If you're going to store diesel, what would you store diesel in?
The best way would be in a steel tank or concrete tank underground, because it'll be cool and secure. Be sure it's got a good tight fit on the lid to keep it from, moisture out. And
okay.
And use that, I mentioned earlier, PRID. Papa Romeo India Delta for a preservative, and you should be in good shape for many years if you store it in that.
Can I get that on your site? That PRID.
I don't sell it. I would just try Amazon and eBay, see where you can find the best deal.
Okay. Next question: a gas generator. Would you advise converting that to propane?
Absolutely.
They do make that as a conversion kit for that.
All right. Most, especially the larger gasoline gensets, do have a propane conversion kit available. Gasoline is nothing but trouble when it comes to a generator. Fuel problems. Propane is really the way to go.
Okay,
I am a dealer for Generac generators, by the way. And
okay.
So I'd be glad to help
and
you.
And my last question is, regular, store-bought water, bottled water, how long would that keep if you kept in a cool, dry place? You know, like packets that you'd buy at Sam's and so forth.
Indefinitely. I belong to the International Bottled Water Association for a year, and got their publications, and they started putting expiration dates on water bottles because the public demanded it, not because the water ever went bad.
Oh, okay. Well, John, just keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate you. I'm always listening. Take care, John.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Next, we go to Frank in West Virginia. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to give a 2 cents worth for several family members that died after they had served in the Korean War. I'm looking back, since I was a kid, I used to think, well, they're really doing their service for the country overseas and such, and I'm sure that's probably the mindset as most people. But as I get a little older, I look at things a little more objectively. You know, when they really protected me and my family and my community is when they were here. You know, as dads, as uncles, as family, as, you know, friends.
Right.
And I want to give, you know, kudos to all those out there who have served for the right reasons, but most of all, I don't want to forget the acknowledgement of the fact they're overseas, they're doing the bidding of the upper echelon. What we're facing are enemies from within. You know, people here. And when they come back, and they get up in the airs when they need some help and they need, you know, they got some health problems, they're facing enemies in the VA hospitals. They're committing murder, including many of the doctors.
Well, the VA hospital system is the world's largest hospital system, and it's got some horrendous issues. Now, the ones in Missouri, especially out in the outlying areas in Columbia and Poplar Bluff, are known to give good care, but there's some real horror stories out there, and a spotlight's being turned on them, and hopefully there'll be some corrective action.
Yes, I mean, for instance, one family member, he did disarm somebody and saved a family member's life by disarming somebody with a firearm, and that couldn't have been done elsewhere. That was actually, you know, in a home situation. You know, it was home base. But later on in the VA, I'll tell you what, like you said, they're actually starving people, taking them off IVs, do not resuscitate by withholding water. You know, they get stabbed in the chest with breathing tubes from within. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on, I've seen. And you go into those waiting rooms and look at those booklets. I was up there, one of the VAs, and next to the ICU, they had, I kid you not, I'm not exaggerating, at least five, these little cartoon booklets about end of life.
Right.
And they're all promoting the death and acceptance of death, not about how life is valuable and precious and about the possible choices a loved one might make.
Right.
No, it was all geared towards, you know, putting that person down, but it was in a very subtle, you know, very, very subtle way,
right.
Very
right.
Devilish way. And I got to say, it's a very evil system. And I steer young people away from the military as much as I can.
So do I. I do now. I didn't used to, but I do now. Frank, thank you for the call. We're going to get to one last caller here before the show's over. And it will be Mike in North Carolina. Make it quick, Mike. We're almost out of time. We are out of time. I'm sorry. We are out of time. It was a fast hour. You all have a safe, fun Memorial Day. And remember to remember the veterans who sacrificed. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a blessed day, and God bless America.